future lies in the past, and you worry so much about fate and the end and time. But this gift should serve as truth to you. Truth that all we are stories. Your friends, the people you love, will not find redemption in this story. You have a chance to change this story or write a new one. What will it be? Shall you change this, the last story? Or will you allow a new one?
We have to tell new stories. The wheel needs to turn. The throne needs to be vacant, so there has to be more. There has to be more for that path forward.
The man that wore the pellet mask fades away.
The Book of Nod, sometimes thought of as the vampiric Bible, tells the story of Cain and his children. It contains prophecies of an apocalyptic future known as Gehenna, in which the antediluvians awake from their long slumber to consume the blood of lesser Cainites and rule over a dread and horrid world. The prophecies are commonly thought to be the visions of Sauron, most beloved of Cainites, reputed first recipient of Golconda, and apparently willing sacrifice to the diablerie of Tremere. Yet the Book of Nod is not the only ancient Cainite text, nor do all of its versions agree on the signs foretelling the coming of Gehenna. Some Cainites claim that the signs of Gehenna change with the unfolding of time, that human and supernatural interference may prevent or accelerate the occurrence of some of its signs. A few even whisper that the actions taken by those few who are destined to stand at the crux may twist what is to come, not preventing it, but perhaps changing it. None can question Sauron, for he fell to Tremere's bloodlust, surrendering his essence to the magically created Cainite. Tremere thereby became the equivalent of an antediluvian, given his new clan legitimacy, even as his diablerie horrified many Cainites and made them the sworn enemies of the usurpers. Among those enemies are the Zimisi, overlords of Eastern Europe, and one of the most powerful clans. The Tremere encroached upon the Zimisi even while mortal, for they were mages attracted to Transylvania by the powerful magical emanations of the land. Capturing and torturing a Zimisi voivode, members of House Tremere learned how to transform themselves into Cainites, damning themselves and becoming immortal. To battle the ghouled servitors of the Zimisi, and the fiends themselves, the Tremere then created gargoyles, bastard vampire monstrosities made from captured Zimisi, Nosferatu, and Gangrel. The region of Transylvania is beset by other problems as well. It serves not only as the Tremere Zimisi battleground, but as a contested land where locals try to maintain their holdings while the civilizing forces of the West attempt to wrest control from the native populace and bring the land under the rule of their dominion. Further, this small land lies in the path of invaders from both East and the South, intent on reaching Western Europe. While strong defenders are needed to hold invaders at bay, ancient feuds and jealousies tear the region apart, preventing many strong alliances among its inhabitants. Underlying much of the chaos and warfare that haunts the area is the presence of the dark Slavic demon Kupala. His influence has corrupted the land and those who reside there. Some who know of the demon seek to remove or lessen his influence on the land. To that end, those in the know want to perform a great binding spell. It is early spring, 1198, just past the seventh hour of the night. Budapest itself is coming alive again after the quiet of winter. Daring traders arrive from the east and west, having braved late winter storms and treacherous crossings through newly cleared mountain passes. And so begins the War of Ages,